Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the city manager for the city of Augray, and he's also a member of the Augray Chamber of Commerce, John Stanley. How are you today, John?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm not doing too bad. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you on the program to talk about a big event, which is coming up this weekend for you guys. You got your big polar splash going on, don't you?
Yes, sir. It's exciting. I know last week Chris Riley of the NHSRA spoke with you about our exciting snowmobile ice drag event that we have going on. But also with that, we have the Augray Polar Splash, which is a sort of a reigniting of the Winterfest that Augray used to hold back in the day, if you will.
Sure.
We're trying to bring her back.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, it's been sorely missed, I'm sure.
Definitely, yes. It's been a time of the year that sort of you have those winter blues, the doldrums there, and trying to bring something in. So, yeah, we're just putting on a little exciting event for the area, for sure.
Well, let's talk about it. It's not little. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Let's talk,
I'm maybe trying to be a little humble here.
Yeah, I know, you shouldn't be.
What we're looking at is that the Augray City Park Pavilion, which is just off North Main Street in Augray, it's where the Little League fields are, it's where our campground is, but we also have the City Park Pavilion. It's going to be open starting at 11, but really things will start ramping up there about 2 o'clock with the polar dip itself. We're bringing in for safety reasons, a fireman's dunk tank as opposed to having it in the river. It's going to be a $20 entry fee, which will get the participants, the brave participants, a T-shirt and a pitcher.
Oh.
So we'll be able to have it controlled, set up right there for everyone to watch. That's going to lead into a soup cook-off at 3 o'clock. That's going to go from 3 to 6, from what we're hearing, we're going to have probably double-digit participants as far as bringing soup. So there's going to be a lot of good food for people to try, and that's $10 per mug for the people that want to taste it. We're going to have that going on. We're going to have a beer and wine warming area starting at 5. That's going to go to 9, and our Augray Sims Whitney Fire Department is going to be gracious enough to be bartending that for us. So there, come on by for that. Get warm there. We're going to have entertainment going on at the same time, 5 to 9. We're going to have a DJ from the area. So we have a lot of stuff going on in the afternoon, but also I'll touch on there's a craft show going on at the Knights of Columbus Hall here in Augray, which is right behind H&H Bakery. And we have, from what I understand, up to, if not over, 40 vendors that are going to be there.
Wow.
Which they'll be serving a light lunch and a bake sale. So we've a lot of things going on, Kevin.
You really have a lot of things going on in Augray there this weekend. And, we go through things pretty quick when we do the show here. So is there a list? Is there somewhere they can find this information?
Yes, we have been posting this on the City of Augray Facebook page.
Okay.
You can just search facebook.com/City of Augray. Our Twitter account, @City of Augray, has that as well. We have flyers around the chamber event. The chamber number, is 989-876-6688 if anyone has more info. And if there's any last minute people that want to submit their soup and they have any questions, they can call that phone number and get some information. They can also call City Hall at 989-876-8811 if there's any questions. It's an exciting time of the year for us. So, like I say, we're really trying to make Augray more of a year-round destination.
Sure.
And to bring in this, I think this event combined with the snowmobile races is going to be a huge boost for people, for businesses, just for the residents, for something to do, for people to come in from out of town. The Augray Area Chamber of Commerce is very excited about this. So we've worked really hard into bringing another event here to the area. And I think a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised as to the turnout.
I think you're right, and it'll give them a chance to see what Augray has to offer, too. You guys have a wonderful city there that people need to take more advantage of.
I agree. I agree. Yes, it's very exciting, and just we're really ready to welcome people in and show off the area.
There you go. Polar Splash happening this weekend in Augray. The city manager there and member of the Chamber of Commerce, John Stanley. John, thanks for joining us here, and hopefully we have great weather and a great turnout for the Polar Splash this weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you having me on.